Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women, and today I'm in LA at the Rise Braveheart Conference for Women. It's very exciting to be in the energy of powerful women, to meet women from all over the world. When women come together, there's such a wonderful synergy that's created, and you can feel all things are possible, and there's just so much support and excitement of what women are doing. And we can build our businesses that embrace the feminine, that's innateness, and we can create change in the world. And my way of change is through circle leadership, which is a co-creative process of involving everyone participating in the decision-making collaboratively and sharing responsibilities. And I'm going to be teaching this in my four-week webinar that's going to begin November 25th. So I'd love for you to check that out on my website, www.chrysalisleadership.com/webinar. It's a special price. When you click on the PayPal button, I have a special price for you. And also, while you're at it, check out one of the oldest women's conferences in the U.S., Women of Wisdom. The schedule's all up on the website. Registration has begun for our 22nd annual conference, February 14th to the 17th. We also have two amazing pre-conference workshops with Jalaja Bonham and Donna Eden just a couple days before the conference. And today, I have two presenters from our conference, Catherine Elliott and Caroline Bornheim. Catherine Barry Elliott is a writer, teacher, and energetic wisdom coach. She loves to connect people to their innate wisdom and deep dreams for the world. One of her main gifts is to skillfully navigate the rational and intuitive dimensions. Catherine received her PhD from Stanford University in mechanical engineering and then spent the next 20 years pursuing her passion for spiritual growth by delving deep into the intuitive healing arts. She is currently working on her book, Freedom to Play, Liberating Your Energetic Wisdom in Service to Your Dreams, Creativity, and Well-Being. And she will be given a workshop on Monday, February 17th, that's called Activate Insight into Your Energetic Well-Being. Her website is www.partnerpotentialandplay.com. So welcome, Catherine.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit how this how you came to this path. I mean, you have been working in a little more of the technical field, mechanical engineering, and shifting to a whole different dimension. So what made that shift for you?
Well, I think my first calling really was, I was 2 years out of getting my degree in engineering and working as an engineer. And I started asking some questions, and that led me to go back to school, and that's where I went to Stanford, which was all sort of a ruse for me to get into the whole human potential movement and personal growth. And by the time I finished my PhD 5 years later, I really realized I had no passion for that. And I had started out thinking I had no creativity to myself. And I ended up saying, well, let's maybe, you know, look into this and see what creativity I might have. And shortly after that, I went to a clairvoyant training school in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. And I just had an experience around energy that just blew my mind. And so it really made me want to pursue that. And I, you know, hung out there for 10 years and took tons of courses and programs and then kind of pursued it on my own. That was my start.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean, it kind of creates that, almost like you're a yin-yang balanced person there of, you know, doing that. And I know you're wanting to shift totally into the transformative field, and you're wanting to facilitate that insight into others. So what inspired you? You call it partner potential and play. So let's talk about that. What inspired that calling in those particular aspects?
Well, I would say that play came first. And literally, I would go through some mega transformational times, and I really had a sense of play coming and tapping me on the shoulder and saying, lighten up, you know. And every time I would get into a play space, which to me is an energy state where I'm not, you know, judging, I'm much more at ease, I let go of effort, I let go of a lot of the problem-solving, you know, kind of mindset that our everyday workaday world puts us in, and I just follow my bliss, like Joseph Campbell talks about, and I just say, well, what interests me, and I follow that energy thread. So that's the play piece, and the partner piece really happened after I read Timothy Wilson's book, Strangers to Ourselves. And he talks a lot about our conscious mind and what he calls the adaptive unconscious, in which a lot of us refer to the higher consciousness. And one of the things I realized was any part of our spiritual being probably communicates through that higher consciousness, that what was labeled by Freud as unconscious. And I highly recommend that book because it really talks about the differences between that major aspect of our mind and then our conscious mind. And it really focused me on saying, how can I be more of a partner starting with myself and partner this other part of my mental process, and instead of trying to make it operate the way my conscious mind thought it should. So that's a partner piece. And then the potential piece has always been there in terms of, you know, following one's bliss is following one's creative path and opening to possibilities. So it all kind of came together as partner, potential, and play.
And something we all need. You're bringing in three aspects that are important. So you also have a method of accessing this insight, what you call the ABCs of energetic visualization. And so why don't you share a little bit about that?
Well, that part is, it flew out of being an energy reader for many, many years. I was first taught to look at energy and visualize it as a color. And I always started, I never saw colors, and I don't really see colors, but I get a sense of a color. And there's this whole language of color, and there's all these descriptors around energy when you tune into it. And I believe that we use our mirror neurons as part of this basic ability, our energetic ability to connect to essence or to tune in. So we all have some vocabulary around energy, but it could be much, much richer. And so that's a lot of where I start with energetic visualization, is to draw energy and to see it as a color and, you know, get a sense of it as a color, a vibration, and then explore it. And as you look at energy in sort of a nonverbal space, you allow any images and symbols and colors to come up. And suddenly you're engaging with it in a whole new frame. And so the ABCs of energetic visualization is really the steps to sort of tune in a nonverbal way and to draw the energy and then see what emerges. And what I find is tremendous insight can emerge through that process.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, a lot of people think, well, I don't see, you know, in that sense of visualization of seeing colors, but seeing means a lot of different things. And what you're saying is sensing. You can sense a color if you just feel it. Oh, you hear people talk, well, it feels like blue, you know, calming energy. It feels like red, it's passion, it's action, all that kinds of thing. And then to draw it, I would imagine, because you're talking about then being creative about it, even more would come out from that.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, a lot of people do journal writing and, you know, at first they don't know what they're going to write. And then, you know, the idea is you just start writing and things start happening. And the same thing happens with energetic visualization. And for the 10 years, and whenever I have read, it's almost like I start out with saying, well, if I could see, what would I see? You know, I really allow myself to be in a very playful space. And when you do that, you sort of step into this whole other place where the information starts flowing.
Yeah, that's great. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll hear more from Catherine Elliott.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Catherine Elliott today. So, Catherine, can you please give your contact information and your website?
Yeah, the website is PartnerPotentialAndPlay.com, and there's a contact page on there. Anyone who wants to connect with me can go to the contact page and put some information in.
And you have a free offering there?
Yeah, I'm offering a Pathways to Insight e-course, and it's a seven-step course. And what people will get from that is really very simple, basic things they can do to elevate their ability to access their own insight.
Great. It's always nice to have people get a little sense of the work you do that way.
Yes.
And what they can get from that. So we were talking about the energetics, and let's talk a little bit about the energetics of well-being.
Okay. So one of the things that, and there's a lot of information on my webpage about this, but I particularly have these five measures of well-being and then five energetic abilities as a way of working with one's well-being. And so the five measures are affinity, which in people can think of it maps kind of to the fourth chakra and our sense of belonging and connectedness. Mobility, which maps to our ability to move through the world and our energy to flow. Receptivity, which maps to our ability to give and receive, to contribute and be contributed to. And also renewal, our ability to allow the healing flow of grace to come into our lives and when we invite renewal. And then the fifth one is vitality, which is just kind of a general mapping to our engagement with our life and how much we're focused on making conscious, active choices. So these five measures are easy to sort of intuitively assess where we are and get information about. And then the five energetic abilities are ways that they're innate abilities we have, and we exercise them unconsciously sometimes or not at all. But those are the five areas that are really want to get the word out to people so they can use them and use them not only for their own well-being, but to help them in their creative path through life. And those five abilities, they are simply connect to essence, which is their ability to tune in to essence and get a sense of, and that essence could be a person, it could be a place, it could be a piece of music or art. So whenever you feel something about another person or place, you are connecting to essence at that time. And the second one, I call it claim domain, which is really being senior in your space and having the ability to grant yourself the permission you need to take steps and to go out of your comfort zone to take on challenges that you want. Allowing flow is really that ability to have your energy flow. One of the things I look at energy in our body is that energy is like water, and it really likes to flow. And wherever energy is stuck, usually there's a problem. So allowing that flow is a really important aspect of being energetically in good grace. Invite renewal is another ability. We sometimes just need to sit down and really give ourselves the space to have renewal occur. And it's amazing how we can replenish ourselves energetically when we do that. And the last and kind of the best is engage in play, which is really taking ourselves out of the seriousness that we often put ourselves in order to engage with a more curious, open, and delighted space.
Great. So those are some of the abilities to tap into. You're talking about restoring our inner world for wholeness and well-being. And I think that's, you know, a lot of us, we're striving for that. And it's so hard in our world because we're so bombarded, our senses are bombarded, that we forget to go inside.
Yeah, we do. And a lot of times we're trained not to. And the other thing is this area I call sort of the rational intuitive crossover. And when you spend most of your day, as many of us do, in a very problem-solving, you know, get the project done, get this done, time-sensitive, you know, time-critical areas, we start to bring that into our inner world, and it doesn't belong, and it doesn't fit. And that's one of the reasons we start getting sick, is because we're trying to use processes that we that work in one domain but don't belong in this inner world domain. And so part of getting changing that and shifting that is to really go to our spiritual abilities and our energetic abilities to work with energy. And, you know, we can immediately start to see a shift.
So you mentioned a roadblock. What are some of the roadblocks to, I mean, play is one of your big things. So what are some of the roadblocks to play?
Well, the first roadblock is just tradition. You know, and depending on your cultural, you know, your community or your family, you are born into certain traditions. And those traditions may say, hey, you have to be serious. Life is serious. So that just in itself starts to push, you know, to take down permissions to be playful. Another one is the lack of trust that's occurred between our sort of conscious mind and the other aspects of our psyche. And, you know, with the rise of science, which has brought wonderful things in terms of technology and improvements in our life, but there's a place where that science can't go into your inner world. It can't go into my inner world and tell me what's happening, you know. But we're taught in subtle ways and not so subtle ways to distrust our intuition, to distrust the information that's coming out. And so things get a little warped that way. The other couple of things are just that we don't really have a roadmap. When you close your eyes and you try to go inward, it's a gray fog for most people. They either go to sleep, they go unconscious. There's no roadmap that says, here's how you navigate within your inner world to gain insight and to work with the energies that you find there. And another roadblock is just the lack of language. When you have a rich language around energy, suddenly you can describe what's going on in a way that then makes sense, and you can interact with it. But when you have no language, you're stifled right from the get-go.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. What kind of what would be a language you would use that would bring up, create that richness, create that
well,
inner world?
So one of the things I talked about was around energy was, you know, the first kind of level is to look at a color. But there's like other descriptors around energy that you can use. You know, you look at the quality of the color, like if it's orange, is it a bright orange or is it a brown orange or is it cloudy? If you sit with an energy and you really ask certain questions and try to describe it in as rich a way as you can, you actually start to get a lot of information. Does it feel unconscious or does it have a consciousness? You know, you can ask these kinds of questions and suddenly you have a language that's rich enough to describe what the energy is telling you.
I like that, asking questions, you know, and it says,
yeah. And a lot of insight builds on sort of what I call intuitive inquiry. And it's like you ask a question and you then you notice what you notice, and you ask another question and another question. And the questions sort of arise on their own after a while. But but the idea is it's sitting with the energy and knowing that it has something to communicate. You know, and you don't always know what it's going to communicate, but you sit there with it and allow that communication to occur. And I really feel, for me, that is the natural language of our souls to speak. That's the natural language that our higher conscious mind works with.
Yes, and just asking, yeah, looking at what does it want to communicate? We shut that off so much we don't even listen, and just asking, like, what are you trying to tell me here? A lot will come up. Well, there's one last thing I'm curious about, something that you I read that is talking about your unique energetic signature and what you mean by that.
Yeah. I look at the energy signature as sort of a snapshot. And if you read Malcolm Gladwell's book called Blink, I think this is what people are getting when they come and first see you. They get an energy hit off of you. And sometimes people are really drawn to that energy, and sometimes they're not, you know. And you're walking through the world wondering why people respond to you the way they do. And so really getting a sense of your energy signature and being comfortable with it and understanding it and kind of celebrating it is a really, it's fun to do. And it also kind of answers a lot of things for people, you know.
Well, great. Well, that's a good way of putting it, is looking at how people respond to your energy can give you that information too. Well, thank you, Catherine. I want to tell everybody again to check out her website, partnerpotentialandplay.com, and she'll be giving a workshop, Activate Insight into Your Energetic Well-Being, at the Woman of Wisdom Conference on February 17th. Check that out on womanofwisdom.org. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back, and I'll be talking to Carolyn Patrick Bournai.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
on Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'd like to introduce you to Carolyn Patrick-Bornai. Carolyn is an artist, a writer, author, healer, master feng shui educator, a certified feng shui practitioner, and Carolyn became a college art instructor. She opened an art gallery and feng shui store. It was called Caroline's Arts and Feng Shui Shop in California. Her clients call her the Feng Shui Puzzle Master for her quick insight to feng shui problems. And friends dubbed Caroline the Feng Shui Cowgirl, giving quick answers in record time and sometimes unorthodox ways. She often travels to China, the original home of feng shui, and she has a book that is out now, Diary of a Feng Shui Consultant and Visual Artist, and that's available on her website. Her website is www.fengshuicolorstore.com. She now lives in Sonoma, California, and still writes and paints and gives consultations on the feng shui. She's going to do a workshop at Women of Wisdom called Awakening Your Heart Through the Home. It's going to be Sunday, February 16th. So welcome, Caroline.
Thank you.
So let's talk about how you came across, I mean, because you started being an artist at a very young age. You came across, your parents found you doing some amazing things when you were 5 years old, so they really encouraged you as an artist. How did you discover then feng shui as a path for you?
Well, it was a long time between about 3 years old and my feng shui, but my parents also found me scribbling on the hall walls and decided to do something about it. So they were very good at getting me started in art, and art took me to Arizona for many years, and I taught for the colleges there, and then two kids and marriage and everything found me finding a article written in California on something called geomancy. And it became very apparent right then that it felt like that piece of paper was very important. But I stuck it in an art book, and it kept falling out wherever I went, wherever I traveled. And the next thing I knew, I was in California with my then-husband's job and close to Berkeley, California, where Grandmaster Lin Yang was teaching something called feng shui. It had to do with the lay of the land, which is geomancy. So that's what got me to that place. I took other classes from different schools of thought, Compass School, and many more schools. There's probably 20 out there now. But I kept coming back to Grandmaster Lin Xiang's classes because he had such a humor and a way of making things easy. And so for 10 years, I took from him, and another 20 years from other people. And before I knew it, you know, I've been doing feng shui consultations professionally for 20 years and have been doing it for 25 years. So I had to be shown that this worked. I just wasn't gullible enough to just fall into it. But I had to listen to different masters before I decided which school of thought I would use, and then my art came right along with it. In the meantime, I'd become sick and studied herbs for many years, and the herbs, art, and feng shui all came together, and I began giving consultations to friends. And then before I knew it, many years have passed, and I've done over 6,000 consultations in many, many states, and that's where I am today.
So how do you blend your art with that?
Art is a very interesting topic because we are surrounded by art every day. No matter who it is, you can walk into a house or a business and you will see some kind of art on the walls. But what I found is the bagua, the template that fits over the home, has 8 sections and a 9th one in the center, and each one of those represent a color. It represents a aspect such as your career, your family, your love life, all of those things. So each one of them comes with a color, a vibration, musical note, a body part. And so I began to blend all of that together and understand more about art. And so my art became sacred art when Grandmaster Lin Yang was also a great calligrapher and an artist. So before he passed away in 2010, he instructed me in sacred art and how that is done, how you prepare yourself. But art, if you put the subject in the wrong places, like with career, you would use a water element painting. So if you would have a huge wave at your front door, then it could wash that career away. If you had just steady moving, continual water, it would help your career just move along steadily. If you had a dead-looking desert picture, which I painted many, many desert pictures at the front door, then your career would more likely be stagnant. So the career lines up with the front door. And so each gua, all nine guas, have a different subject that go along with the subject of the paintings and the colors.
It's interesting. I remember hearing that to not have, I think it was green, like if you walk in the door and you have steps coming down, like sometimes stairs upstairs go straight up from the front door, and if it's green, it's like the money's flowing out the door, it's not keeping it, and then it'd be better to have red carpeting or floors, stairs going up.
You use the red, but the main color at the front door is black and blues, so you don't use terracotta pots, say, at the front door. Use them at the back in the fire element position, and the front door, you also use that red, like red flowers. As they say, the chi is attracted to the red, and that's why you see so many red things in Chinatown, in Taiwan, those different places.
Well, how did this? How old is this? This grew out of China. How old has this system been in place?
Well, when I started writing my book, I was learning, and I wrote my book many years later on some diary facts that I was keeping track of the consultations through a weekly newspaper column for the Benicia Herald in California, and I went through those later and realized that we were told different things at different times as we were learning, because we were some of the first feng shui consultants coming out. And in the beginning, some teachers would say 3,000, some would say 4, some would say 5, and now they think it may be up to 6,000 years ago that feng shui was brought together and recorded by the intellectual people. It's not a religion. It was brought together by religious people and recorded. And so the age is, we just don't know how long ago. Feng shui was joined up with India, the masters from India, Vastu feng shui, and the masters from China. When the roads and travel could be done between countries, that's when they began to put it together. So that could add some age onto it. We don't know.
So, yeah, it's pretty old. So what are the benefits of using feng shui daily? How would someone use this in your day?
I use it every few days. I mean, I look around. I have my home set up to bring mentoring students in and some clients, and then it is a visual feng shui class, and it's really easy for me that way. I can start in at the yard and the street, and the house numbers come in, and everything has a auspiciousness or a depletion. It depends how you have things lined up. But using it every day, you can use it on your desk. I work with realtors. I did a talk last week for 30 realtors, telling them how to sell houses, how to sell houses that won't work, that they are having problems moving. But mostly right now in Sonoma, we're having the opposite problem, is there's not enough inventory because this city is built on a square, and square has to do with the shape of what they call earth, and it's a very auspicious city. It's one of the reasons I moved here when I moved back. From Benicia, when I sold my shop, moved to the Northwest, then came back this way after 10 years taking care of grandkids, and now I'm back in Sonoma. So I like to take people on tours, visual tours, and then through my house. But feng shui, working with it every day, might mean a mirror under my business phone to bring in more clients. It just, it brings that energy in. It attracts, you know, you'll hear a lot about crystals hanging, and they are amplifiers. And, you know, there's radios, crystal radios, that kind of thing. But it is an enhancement, and crystals push the energy out and in a round circle, and it goes out and out and out. When you want to lift the energy from one stairs to the other, say upstairs, downstairs, you might use a wind chime, a metal wind chime, at the top of each staircase. So what you mentioned earlier about the staircase at the front door, then you would want to put a wind chime clear to the top of those stairs to keep that money back up in the house. But I would never buy a house with staircases coming down the front, because I've seen that be detrimental in my own life, and that is why I want to do this workshop and tell people how to draw out their floor plans from their past and into their future if they want to build a new house. And then I can go in there and tell each person where they slept, where they did sleep in the different rooms of those houses growing up. And then we get to the present, and I can point out what not to do again, and also tell them about themselves, how their energy was formed as a child on up. So I use feng shui almost every day in some form.
That's amazing, looking at that past of like where we, our homes that we grew up in and places we lived before, and how that still impacts us today. It's kind of fascinating. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and when we return, we'll continue our conversation with Caroline Patrick-Bournay.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Caroline Patrick-Bournay. Caroline, would you give your website and the name of your book, how people can reach you?
Yes, I'd be glad to. My new website is fengshuicolorstore.com, And if you know how to spell feng shui, color store, but the feng shui trips some people up sometime. And then I have two other websites, fengshuiartistry.com and moongateschool.com. They all have different reasons for being up. But the feng shui color store is the new one. And also my book is on Amazon and Kindle. That's probably the best way to go through to get it. Let's see, you asked me about my book, right?
Yeah, what's the name of your book?
Oh, yeah, that. Mm-hmm. Diary of a Feng Shui Consultant and Visual Artist. I get hooked up on that because originally it was called House Therapy 101, which I like because it's funnier. But they wanted something specific, and that's what it was about. And also the front cover, that was a painting I did of Zhou Weishan, a famous sacred mountain in China that I climbed.
I saw the cover on your website. It's a beautiful painting.
Thank you. It has many, many memories up there. It changed my life on the top of that mountain.
Mm.
And also the paintings in the book, there are probably 18 total colored paintings, but 9 of them have to do with each gua. So you're going to get tips and points and a quick reference to each one of those guas on tips of what to do. I didn't want to write another feng shui how-to book. I wanted to write it the way I did my consultations and recorded them. So you will learn something from each story so you can put it down, pick it up. A lot of people are buying that for a reference book, especially feng shui consultants.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there's so many feng shui books out there, too. So when you go into home, what do you first look for when you go into someone's home?
Well, it's called opening your yin-yang eyes. And yin has to do with mostly daytime. That's the energy that goes forward. And if you're going to do cures to get somebody's career starting, you're going to do it differently. If you are working in yin time, that's at night. And that's when we call transcendental things. We are able to, as consultants who've been trained for a long time with a lot of meditation, we are able to do things at night that are more yin in sleep time. It's almost like digestion. That's why you eat more during the day. It will digest because it's a fire action of the yang. If you eat too late at night, you're going to gain weight because of the yin. It's the darkness outside brings everything more to a halt so you can rest. But having the feng shui rules is really what I needed, and it helps me know where to put altars. Or say if there's a child's death in a family or even a elderly person, there's certain things you do with the bed. I had a little 10-year-old boy that did not like his room, and it was perfect, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. It was early on in my career. Went back and asked if I could see the boy. I took him to his bedroom, and I said, "Tell me what you don't like." He said, "I don't like my bed." I said, "Why?" He said, "My grandmother died in that bed." So these are the things I look for with yin and yang eyes, and I will be able to sense things in different rooms. And I want to know what your problem is, and then we go from there. And then I look to that gua. I leave people with a color-coded map of their home so they can go back and check it again and again. Even in most dwellings, they can use that same template. So this template I'll be teaching in the workshop to all the students, and they will also get one of my books as a workbook during that shop with the fee. So I try to help everybody where they are. I don't bring up things that they don't ask, but I can work with. I really am interested in children because I have grandchildren and children. Like you don't want to back their head up to a toilet behind their head when they sleep, like that pipe going down through. That can cause a continual, not just downward motion, but upward motion, and that pipe has EMFs in it. So you get into all these electromagnetic energies flowing through a house. So I'm looking for that, but I'm checking mainly your bed, desk, and stove. and how that is arranged. It doesn't mean you have to knock down walls for feng shui. I've only asked one person to move within 6,000 consultations, and you can usually fix it with what's called cures and corrections.
Well, can you give us one tip to change our chi?
Yes. I would say do good deeds. Good deeds will elevate your chi like tenfold. And so my main master teacher always said, if you need to build your chi, like if you're going for a interview, if you're just living or your health, you have health problems, you lift your chi by doing good deeds for others. And sometimes I just let people in ahead of me at the grocery store, even when I'm in a hurry. Or I, you know, smiling is a big thing, too. That will raise your chi. Wearing the right colors will raise your chi. Doing the cures I ask you to do will raise your chi. So there's different cures, what we call cures and corrections, in this type of feng shui that I do. And that's why I like it better than any feng shui school that I've ever studied.
That's interesting. So I was curious, because I know you do phone consultations. Do you have people send you their photos of the room so you can see what the room is like?
Yes. Computers have been a great tool recently in the last 10 years. And, well, more than that, I've just learned it the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Necessity and these crazy cell phones and everything. But we're all supposed to keep up with technology. That is one of Grandmaster Lin's rules. Is keeping up with technology. If you don't, your chi lowers. So,
well, that's interesting. Well, I have one more question I want to ask you because your workshop has this title, Awakening the Heart. So what can you say about one thing about awakening the heart through this work?
When you walk through the house with me, you will see I will see where you're sad, where you're happy, all of those things. When I have the students draw out the floor plans for as many as they can remember. Now, some people have only lived in two houses, maybe one house, but I've lived in over 27 dwellings. And 12 of those were homes, but my husband, my former husband, and I travel for 14 years, so we were in different places all the time, whether the company rented them or what. But I always carried in a crystal, and I hung it up in the middle of the room because I knew that that would help lift the chi while I thought about other things. And that is another great tip. When all else is going wrong, you want to create the balance in the center of the home. And this workshop and the heart of the home, I'm going to take you through each gua, and you're going to draw out your own, and then you will follow through with me, and I will give a clue to each person. When they get to that gua that isn't right, that there it may be a missing piece of the home, it may be the walls aren't there, but all of those aspects are going to tell me all about you. It's called the house talks, and then I will give the cure for those people.
Well, that's going to be great. I would encourage everybody to sign up for this workshop. It's going to be Sunday, February 16th in Seattle at Women of Wisdom. And Carolyn, thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it very much.
Yes, I'm inviting everybody to check out our website again, www.fengshuicolorstore.com. I can talk today. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. We've been talking about energy, our inner energy, and also our homes, how that reflects our energy, and what areas in your life or your home do you need to make a shift in today to take a look at that. So I want to remind people to check out my webinar, Embracing the New Leadership Paradigm, How to Step into Your Confidence and Unleash the Power of the Leader Within You. It begins on November 25th, and you'll get recordings if you can't make the actual class time. It's a course for you if you want to develop your leadership skills, where you can influence others in a group because you know how to value their voices, facilitate open dialogues, and co-create solutions. All about collaborative. The new paradigm of leadership is collaboration. And I want to give everyone this boost of confidence and build new skills so that you can do this and lead others and share your gifts and bring everybody to the table to share their gifts as well. And you can read about that at chrysalisleadership.com/webinar to register. Also, don't forget to go to the website, check out Women of Wisdom. You know, this is one of the oldest women spirituality conferences in the world, I've been told. We've been around 22 years. A lot of conferences do not last that long in their lifetime. And it really is a life-changing and inspiring place to be, February 14th through the 17th. So check that out on womanofwisdom.org. And there's still openings for readers and healers in our temple. You can apply for that. Deadline's November 19th. And also, I want to remind people about my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It actually is like walking through a conference. If you can't make it to Seattle, you can hear stories from people, art and poetry, from people who have been part of the conference and how it's touched their lives, this exploration of the divine feminine. Next week, I'll be interviewing Woman of Wisdom presenters Janaki Severi and Sue Frederick. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.